Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to earnings call of Precision Camshaft Limited to discuss operational and financial performance for Q2 FY23. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Shah, Whole-time Director, Business Development. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank you all for being a part of the Precision Camshaft's Q2 FY23 earnings conference call, which is mainly focused on the business and operational performance of the company. In case any detailed questions on finance, please email your questions at cs@pclindia.in, and we shall provide you with answers in a reasonable time. We've submitted our investors presentation for Q2 FY23 to the stock exchanges on the 18th of November 2022, and the same is available on our website. Investors are requested to refer to the same. I will now start with an overview of the auto industry and then get to the company's performance. The Indian automotive industry has seen some rebound after the pandemic and the semiconductor shortages, but the general global macro trends still look uncertain, mainly due to the war in Ukraine and also inflationary trends in the U.S. and in Europe. I'm happy to share that compared to last quarter, the total income has increased by 10.41% to 163.8 crores on a standalone basis and increased by 14.98% to 277 crores on a consolidated basis. The parent business, PCL India, has grown by approximately 30% over the last year by better asset utilization of foundries as well as machine shops. Several new camshaft and non-camshaft projects have been awarded to PCL over the last year, which have started serial production and are in the ramp-up phase. We're happy to share that PCL has onboarded several new customers in India and overseas and can see long-term visibility of contracts for the camshaft business. Our subsidiary, MEMCO, has seen consistent demand and delivered good top-line and bottom-line results, which is in line with previous quarters. It posted a total income of 14.9 crores in Q2 of FY23 compared to 12.9 crores in the last quarter, which is a 15% quarter-on-quarter growth. The management of the company is focused on adding new business from existing customers as well as new customers at MEMCO. Our group company, MFT, located in Germany, has seen stabilization of business during these difficult times. However, we still see challenges ahead due to the ongoing crisis in Europe. The company posted a total income of 43 crores in Q2 of FY23 compared to 37.9 crores in the last quarter, a 13.5% quarter-on-quarter growth. The team at MFT is focused on bringing new non-engine components to the company's product portfolio. Coming to our e-mobility subsidiary, EMOS, the company posted a total income of 55.98 crores in Q2 of FY23 compared to 42.47 crores in the last quarter, which is a 30% growth quarter-on-quarter. However, the company continues to face headwinds in the European market due to severe shortage of component supplies and a general state of uncertainty. EMOS has not lost any customer business during this period, and the order book continues to look promising. The company is now onboarding new management talent at the Dutch company as well as the Indian EV division to sustain future growth. Coming to the e-mobility developments in India, the company is in the final stages of commercializing an electric driveline for the sub-4-ton LCV in India, of which there are more than 2 million such LCVs running on Indian roads. These are mainly used for various applications such as last mile delivery, waste collection, postal services, etc. We at Precision Camshaft Limited and EMOS believe in achieving the goal of electrification in the most sustainable manner by giving diesel commercial vehicles a new electric life. We call it repowering. After months of research and development, our first fully electric LCV is now being tested and used for customer demonstrations on Indian roads. The company is very close to fully localizing this electric powertrain to support the Make in India initiative, while also suiting Indian driving conditions and meeting commercial expectations of the Indian customer. We are happy to share that we have started our first customer clinics last week with key customers who have shown early confidence in us by signing MOUs. We will continue to hold these events throughout this year and early 2023, by when we would expect to have our fully certified Indian-made electric vehicle ready for commercial sales. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to connect with us if you are a logistics service provider, an e-commerce or a delivery service provider, or a business owner with an existing LCV fleet who wishes to experience our product or understand its long list of economic and environmental benefits. You may reach us at emobility@pclindia.in. We will of course share more details as soon as they are available. Coming to the financial performance of the company, starting with the standalone performance, Precision Camshafts Limited, which houses the camshaft business, total income for Q2 increased by 37% year-on-year to 163.8 crores. EBITDA for Q2 FY23 reduced by 22.74% to 25.9 crores. PBT was 15.9 crores and PAT was 12 crores for this quarter. The EBITDA margin for Q2 FY23 stood at 15.8% and PAT at 7.38%. The total revenue contribution from exports was 53% and the balance was domestic sale. Quantity of camshafts that were sold during this quarter as in the cast condition as cast increased by 22% quarter on quarter and 13% year on year to 1.5 million units. The total quantity of machine camshafts sold during this quarter decreased by 5.5% quarter on quarter but has increased by 36% year on year to 0.79 million. And the total camshaft sold has increased by 11% quarter-on-quarter and 20% year-on-year to 2.3 million units. Coming to the consolidated business performance, the consol income increased by 26.9% to 277 crores year-on-year. EBITDA decreased by 27% to 33.34 crores. EBT for this quarter was 13.25 and PAT was 9.94 crores. EBITDA margin at the console level was 12% and PAT was 3.6%. Coming to the group company's revenues, as mentioned earlier, revenue at MEMCO stood at 14.9 crores, revenue at MFT stood at 43 crores, and revenue at EMO stood at 55.9 crores for this quarter. With this, I wrap up the financial performance of the company and would now like to open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Vishal Agarwal from Leo Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to understand a little bit more about the margin profile of the standalone business. Historically, we have done about 20-25% EBITDA margin there, and recently that number has been closer to high teens. Is this a temporary blip, or is this a change in the margin profile of the standalone business, which one must expect going forward?
No, I think this has a few reasons, particularly over the last quarter there has been an increase in commodity prices, which has led to slight reduction in the EBITDA margin, as well as a product mix. It depends. This last quarter, as I mentioned, the export sales were 55% compared to a slightly higher percentage in the previous quarters, which is why the realization is lower in this quarter. But I would think that the in the low 20s is what the sustainable EBITDA margin should be going forward.
Understand. And on the core camshaft business, what sort of a growth profile are we looking at?
I mean, it's hard to say growth profile, but like I said, we've got great visibility in terms of the order book that we have, at least for the next 5 years. In terms of old and new customers, we are actually onboarding new customers as well. Given that we are a derived demand business, a lot of this growth is dependent on the auto OEMs around the world and how they are growing. But besides that, it is also coming from some competition that we are getting newer businesses. So it's hard to put a number, but there is good visibility in terms of the order book going forward.
Understand. And what's the progress on the non-camshaft initiatives that you have been alluding to over the last few quarters in the standalone business? Do you expect those to be meaningful, or those are still very early to call?
No, I think we've actually already started. We will be starting supplies, or have started supplies of some non-camshaft products from the standalone business, which are mainly to do with braking systems of commercial vehicles to start with. These would only be a smaller number this year, but would start to see larger volumes and larger contribution to the total business in the next year or the year after. But this is just the first of many opportunities that we are looking at in terms of non-camshaft.
Understand. And one final question, if I may, around EMOS. So EMOS, obviously, the situation in Europe is what it is. But from a short, medium-term perspective, what sort of a growth profile do you see in EMOS? And is there a change in the fundamental trajectory or opportunity for that business given the situation there?
No, there is no change. There is no fundamental change in the opportunity, because I think we work with very niche OEMs. We work in very specific fields when it comes to electrification, which are the type of vehicles that are first to be electrified. For example, waste collection. For example, road sweeping. For example, city transit, etc. Right. So these businesses continue. Demand is there. I think the uncertainty is there right now, and it's anybody's best bet to say when this will be resolved. So that's how this is. In terms of the growth profile, again, would not put a forward-looking number here, but I think we have a solid order book for this year, the next year, and parts of 2024 as well. So I think we're confident that this is a growing business.
Understand. And the order book you have been alluding to for the last few quarters as well, but is it that the orders are delayed because of lack of components to complete the orders, or because customers are going slow given the environment and saying, let's take deliveries in a few quarters away?
It's a mix of both, actually. We have had times when we are not unable to ship fully developed or fully electrified vehicles due to shortage of components, and it's also some customers who are let's say postponing deliveries for one reason or the other because of the situation. But like I said, also none of these customers have cancelled any business or have indicated any slowdown or indicated any reduction in the order book.
Understood. So thank you so much for answering all of those questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, can you elaborate more on your ELCV project? What type of capex we are incurring till date, and the benefits of those vehicles will offer vis-a-vis ICE engines in terms of total cost of ownership? So, if you can give.
Up until this point, whatever investments we have made have been utilizing of our existing resources at PCL in terms of plant setups or otherwise, and mostly internal generations have been used for this. There is no significant capex at this point of time, but when we do put that plan together, we will certainly share it with stakeholders. In terms of the vehicle itself, we are doing conversions of existing diesel vehicles into electric, especially in that sub 4 ton category, which a lot of customers across India own and operate. The clear benefit there is that instead of buying a brand new electric vehicle, which in this category there are not many options available in the Indian market, we are providing a solution where the same vehicle is given an extended life, right? The same chassis, the same body is given an extended life of say 5 to 7 years, where we believe that the owner will have significant economic benefit because the operating costs are about 80%, 70 to 80% lower than that of diesel. The maintenance costs are also 70 to 80% lower than that of diesel. And so based on our initial calculations and based on the initial idea of what the selling price could be, we think that the additional delta cost that the customer spends on electrification would be recovered in about 2 years or so. And post that, the customer would actually end up saving a significant amount of money over the life of the vehicle. So in terms of TCO, there is significant benefit. Now, I can't put exact numbers to this at this point of time because there are certain commercial finalization that we are yet to do, but enough to say that there is benefit to the end customer, which is why I think a lot of customers have shown that early confidence with in us by signing several MOUs for vehicles.
So this conversion, will you be doing directly or it will be through dealer network? Means how that arrangement will work?
No, at this point of time, we will do it directly, at least for the first year or two, because it's an extremely critical process. It's not as simple as, you know, converting your diesel LCV to CNG. There is a significant amount of development engineering that needs to go into the vehicle for conversion. So we would keep the complete control of it. Eventually, we would, of course, consider how to scale this up across India in terms of either service partners, dealer partners, etc. But initially, it will be done at our site.
So you will so the transporters or small time operators will come to you directly. That is what you are trying to say, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Then I'm afraid that will not be a very scalable.
Like I said, to start with, this is how it would be.
Okay. So can you put any numbers that for next year, how many vehicles you would be doing? Any idea, sir?
No, unfortunately.
So from the indication, so till now, how many vehicles we have done?
We are yet to certify the vehicle. So we have not, like I said in my talk earlier, we have not commercially sold any vehicles so far. We are in the process of our first vehicles are being driven on the Indian roads right now. Our customers are experiencing them, giving us a lot of positive feedback, which we incorporate, and we will have our certified homologated vehicles only available in early part of next year, which can then be sold. Unless they are certified, cannot be sold.
Okay. And lastly, sir, regarding this non-camshaft business in your standalone precision camshaft, yeah. Apart from the drake lining, any other components we are planning to manufacture? Means any planning is done, any capex is done for that initiative? Because ultimately this business will go through sunset over next 5, 10 years or 15 years.
Yeah. So, yes, we are in the process. I will not be able to share exact details of which type of products, but a lot of work is being done on not just non-camshaft, but let me also say non-engine components. I think that is where your question is coming from, where would
yes.
the focus of the company be. So we are, just as I said, that these brake components for commercial vehicles that we have developed are non-engine components that would go into braking systems and for large customers all over the world. But eventually, we are also looking at new products which are, let's say, in the chassis components and brake components, et cetera, or even completely non-automotive, which is something that we are doing at MEMCO, something that we are doing at MFT, where the new businesses that we are looking for are also non-automotive.
So can we say 5 years down the line, a substantial portion of our standalone business will be coming from non-camshaft business, sir?
I would like to say yes, but we would say that the camshaft business also continues to grow. I would like to reemphasize that we are getting new businesses, new orders from customers, not only in India, but outside of India for camshafts, and this will run much longer than we all presume or expect. So yes, while we will continue to get new businesses which are non-camshaft, when we do get camshaft business, it will add to this pie. So what percentage would be non-camshaft is yet to be seen in the coming 5 years.
And lastly, this ELCV project, so technology for that is coming from EMOS?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash Agarwal from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. So on the standalone business, just want to know on the camshaft side, what is the utilization and how the order book is looking? The quarter, we've hit a 160 crore run rate, you know, after a very, very long time, you know, about 150 crore sustainably.
Yeah.
And also, secondly, the margins, this used to be a 18-20% margin business. Now, obviously, I understand some commodity cost pressure was there in the last 6 months. Where do you see that stabilizing?
Okay. In terms of the order book, I think we have a very solid order book, at least for the next 5 years, that we see with our customers. We have got new customers on board, and I think that this run rate that you see of machine camshafts as well as cast camshafts that we're selling is sustainable going forward. Of course, this is subject to any other crisis in different parts of the world, or we are still concerned about the inflation in Europe as well as in the US and what that might have effects on vehicle sales, et cetera. But at this point of time, I think the order book from our point of view is quite solid, and we are actually building on it on top of what we already have. Your second question was regarding margin profiles. I think, like I said in the previous answer, the early 20s is what it has been historically, and that is where we expect it to be, between 20-25% once some of the commodity pricing pressures are eased. So that's I think sustainable.
Got it. All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up is from the line of Vishal Agarwal from Leo Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
This is a follow-up for the previous participant asked. Between machine camshafts and cast camshafts, how much is the realization different and how much is the margin profile different?
Machine camshafts, I'm giving you really ballpark numbers, but a typical cast camshaft is sold for somewhere between 300 to 400 rupees per piece, and the margins are anywhere between 10% to 15% EBITDA margins on the as cast camshaft, whereas the machine camshafts are we do significant value addition there, and also requires that much capex, obviously. But the value addition goes from, let's say, 350 rupees all the way up to 1000 rupees is the average realization for machine camshafts, and the margin profile is higher there. It should be in the range of 25 to 30% EBITDA margin. So as the sale of machine camshaft increases, obviously blended margins should improve.
Understand. And machine camshaft, you said the average realization is about 1000 per piece?
1000 rupees, yeah, roughly.
Got it. And what sort of a utilization are we at in machine camshafts?
We're at the exact numbers I don't have right now, but we are about somewhere in the 85% utilization rate right now. So we are really at a very high utilization percentage, at least on the machine camshaft side.
And if and when that business grows, will we need extra capacity? Is that a high capex endeavor?
If we get additional camshaft business, which is machined, we will require additional investment beyond what we have. The investment ratio is generally 1:1, as in revenue to capex. So, yeah.
And in cast camshaft, what sort of a utilization are we at?
We are at about 75%, so there is room to grow there at this point of time in the existing facilities that we have.
Understand. And in terms of export versus domestic, how different is the margin profile for export business versus domestic?
There is a, let's say, a 5% difference. I think we 5 to 7% difference, exports being higher, obviously. I think we also have that shift or that fluctuation over the last quarters is also what is affecting the current margin profile, if you look at it.
Got it. Okay. No, thank you. Those are the questions I had.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next follow-up question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
So, sir, what type of R&D expenses we are going to incur over next 2-3 years?
We don't have a specific number right now that I can share with you, but I think a lot of the R&D that is being done right now has to do with the electrification that we are doing in Europe as well as in India. So it's hard to tell you an exact number, but we'll come back to you with that for sure.
So at console level, what is our R&D this year? What should be the number, if you can give some
number? I don't have it.
Means we don't spend significant amount on R&D, should I assume that way?
Yes, because see, I think besides the electrification part, a lot of the businesses that we do in terms of auto components, these are, the designs are generally from the customers. Of course, we are doing a lot of value addition or value engineering, but the R&D is done at the customer's end because they develop the entire engine or the entire platform, and we are building certain parts for them. But if you can write to us, we'll be happy to come back to you with a number.
Yeah, that is fine, but okay. And lastly, you talked about new orders received for the camshaft business. So they are mainly on the casting side or on the machine side?
Most of the new businesses that we have got are machined, but the additional businesses that we have got from existing customers, where, for example, we supply cast camshafts right now, it has an increase in castings. But the new customers where we are not there before, these are all machine captions.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Vishal Agarwal from Leo Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks again for the opportunity. I want to understand this, by when do we expect to commission the solar power plant that we were setting up, and how much of a cost saving is that likely to be?
The exact numbers, I will come back to you. Unfortunately, our finance team was not able to join today due to a personal emergency. But I think we, hopefully within the next month or two, we should be able to commission the plant, because physically most of the plant is, the solar plant is already ready. I think it's, we're waiting on certain permissions, etc. to go live, but I think that's the latest status of it. We are, I think the approximate I have to tell you would be in the range of 10 to 15 crore rupees per year is the expected saving from this solar plant.
Understand. And in terms of utilization, you said you are at about 75% utilization in cast camshafts and 85% in machine camshafts. At peak, what sort of utilization levels can you practically achieve in this business? Is it 100 in the top, or can you go beyond? And
No, it's not 100, because I think that there is a factor of OE or operational efficiency. So I think we can talk about low 90s on both sides as the maximum utilization.
Understand. And so as you develop the non-camshaft business, does it mean that you will need to do more capex for it? Because you're pretty close to full utilization on, at least on the machine side, and also coming
yes.
on the non-machine side.
Yes, that's correct. It will require new capex when it comes to machining, but obviously the idea for us in terms of finding the type of products, as whether it's cast or machined, is also one of the criteria that we look at, is how best can we utilize the assets that we already have and not incur significantly more capex at this point of time.
Understand. Are there plans at this point in time to expand camshaft capacity, or as you said, the idea is to hunt for business which makes the existing assets?
Yes, exactly. So we don't, at this point of time, we don't need to expand capacity. Not immediately.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sanket Bihani from KDA Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Atin. Good morning.
Hi.
So just wanted to understand, like, in next 2 or 3 years, what is the kind of financial projections we would have, like a ballpark number, not looking to hold management against the guidance, but just for understanding, like, what are we looking to achieve?
Unfortunately, I'm not able to share that number because, you know, this is forward-looking numbers that we have not shared in the past, and we'll continue to have that policy. But I think I have shared with you all in the talk, as well as some of the answers, that all of the companies within the group, including the e-mobility business and the parent camshaft business, we see a very strong order book. We see good customers on board, new and old. And we do see that the next few years look very promising in terms of the business that we can do. Would be very difficult for me to put numbers in terms of projections.
Okay, can you just elaborate a bit on the vision, like what are you seeing for the company in the next 2-3 years? Like, not if in terms of numbers, but what you are feeling, how the progression will be. Like, just to get a rough sketch of company's progression.
Yeah, so we, like I said, we are hoping that we are we have already, see, with the acquisitions that we've done, with the business development that is going on in terms of new products, we have certainly moved away from this one product company, which was Camshafts in the past, to a significantly diversified portfolio in terms of the products that we offer. We are hoping that in the next 2 to 3 years, there will be more additions to these product portfolios as well as customer portfolios on the automotive component business side. And I think the overall vision for the e-mobility side of things is that we continue to grow with our partners in Europe through EMOS. And in India, eventually, I think the plan in the next 3 to 4 years would be that we would want to be an OEM ourselves, where we would build ground-up electric vehicles for our customers rather than converting or doing retrofits. So that would be the big picture vision for what we hope to do in India.
Understood. And in terms of our Europe business, like, can you highlight, like, what are some of the key issues we are facing as of now? Like, one is the component shortage, other is the war going on. Similarly, there are a lot of electric vehicle norms which are coming into place in these countries in terms of levies for charging. So how does it overall impact us, or how is the situation looking at the ground when you look to scale up the European side of business?
Yeah, I think there is, like you mentioned, right, there's uncertainty right now. And it's really difficult to put a number or say, you know, what exactly is going to happen in the next 3 months or even a year because of the ongoing war, because of the ongoing, component shortages, etc. So we don't see, even the inflationary pressures that are there right now. But we don't see any customers backing off from orders or, you know, reducing business, etc. There seems to be a continuous uptick there. But it's, I think it's for us to be patient and get through this uncertain time in that part of the world.
Like, do we have any specific strategy to address these issues, or we will just evolve with time?
No, of course, there are certain specific strategies, especially where it comes to component supplies, right? We are developing a supply base in India as we speak right now, especially for the LCV. We are hoping that some of the component suppliers that we develop here could be used for our European business. We are looking at multi-sourcing a lot of the components and not depend on single suppliers or single geographies for these supplies. So there are a lot of strategic initiatives at our end in terms of the supply chain to mitigate those risks. But the macro risks, right, which are inflation, which are the ongoing war, etc., those are things that we really can't, we don't have much control over.
Thanks for answering, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Shah for closing comments.
Thank you so much. I hope we've been able to answer most of your queries, especially on the business front. We look forward to your participation in the next quarter. Thank you so much for joining this earnings call today.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Precision Camshaft Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.